Welcome to the Amazing Race podcast with Jack and
Cindy.
It's only Cynthia for the Downton Abbey podcast.
Yes, Lady Cynthia.
Anyway. Well, whatever you want to call yourself, I guess that's...
Fabulous.
That's fabulous. You can call yourself fabulous if you like.
Fabulous. Vivacious.
Vivacious, fabulous.
The best wife you ever had.
You know, I can't deny that you are the best wife I've ever had.
That was stupid. I guess I'm your only wife.
Well, no, you can't go wrong with saying you are the best wife I've
ever
had.
Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes. why do you call me Twinkle Toes?
Because you scan your toes when you're reffing tonight.
All the whole time I was skating on my toes?
No. And then you look bored.
I did not look bored.
And you had your hand on your hip.
I did not have my hand on my hip.
Okay.
I was dancing.
All right.
Because you know I like to dance.
Yeah.
I'm a dancer. And speaking of dancing, if you like this podcast, and we are now on every podcast we do now is free. We're no longer a subscription service. You can go to Patreon. I hope I'm saying that. Patreon.
I think you are.
.com/ Jay and Jack, or just search Jay and Jack when you get to Patreon. If you'd like to donate and support the podcast, that'd be great. We do Game of Thrones. We have Married Man's coming back next week. We have Jay and Jack TV. I should have wrote this down.
I know, Jay and Jack Ramblecast.
Ramblecast, and we have
The Leftovers.
The Leftovers, which was an excellent episode on.
Actually, I was kind of. Little bit into it, and I wasn't normally into it.
Yeah,
but
you didn't
I
watch.
Kept bugging you,
but you do. I think. Are you going to start watching? Because I think you can watch. I've said that you can watch season two. I think without having any background
no,
on season
I'm
one.
I'm not going to watch it because there's just way too many shows that we watch. And
well, anyway, but
not because it's not a great show. I just can't.
Also, if you'd like to do us a favor, I hate begging for reviews, but if you like what we're doing here, if you like Lady Cynthia, if you want to keep her happy.
I'm always happy.
She's always happy. But if you like,
that's why I always say, why don't we keep you happy?
If you want to keep me happy, if you could go to iTunes, subscribe to the Amazing Race podcast.
Because we're having a lot of fun doing it.
We are having a lot of fun doing it. And you can just say, hey, I'm giving them 5 stars. You know why? Because Jack's begging for 5 stars. So you can go there and just say, hey, like what they're doing. If you don't like what we're doing, just forget about giving us a star.
Aww.
Just say, you know what? I don't like
they the try.
They try their hardest.
And because they're trying, I'm not going to get
maybe
a bad
Jack
review.
Should write down all the because I reffed a lot of games today. So
you did. You worked hard, and you were up early. You didn't go to sleep yesterday. You stayed up all night, and then you went to work.
Get to work
because you have a mean person who makes you work.
So am I making excuses?
Yes.
I can see the review now. Jack just makes excuses why he's terrible. Anyway,
you're never terrible. You're
no,
fabulous.
No. I'm fabulous. I'm the best husband.
I can say that because I've had more than one husband.
Yes, you have. You're the Liz Taylor of podcasting.
No, I am not. I've only been married twice, and you're my second.
So,
and the first one, I don't count anymore.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I know. Just joking.
Anyway, ding. We did have another episode of The Amazing Race.
Yes.
I liked it. I liked it, but a little disappointed.
Me too. We'll get into that later.
We'll get into then. So it starts out. Team Texas, the dude is hurting. Tanner's hurting, right?
Yeah, he is.
But here's my.
I just love what he talks of. That it sounds just like Matthew McConaughey.
I still think the reason he hurt his leg is because he has so much hair and it leans to the left.
You're just jealous because he has
it
really
leans
nice hair
to the left.
He has
and
nice hair.
It's kind of
and they're young boys
and
cute.
And so I think that's his problem. When you're off balance, you can't have your head off balance like that.
I've never pulled a groin or any kind of.
I haven't. It hurts.
Groin, not groin. I've never
groin,
pulled
hamstring. Is it hamstring or groin?
I don't know. I never done anything like that in my legs. I've been fortunate. All I've had is I just have a bad knee from skating, but yeah. I never did anything like that. So I don't know what that's like.
It hurts.
Does it?
I pulled my groin a few years back.
Oh, I remember that.
And I couldn't even sleep.
Yeah, you're right.
It was so bad. And it took me like 6 months before it started feeling better.
Right.
Hamstrings I've done. I put a lot of leg muscles. But to me... Put some heat on. My issue is don't run unless you have to run.
Right.
Don't aggravate it. Just
right.
Put some heat on it.
Can it be wrapped?
You can wrap it. I mean, I guess to keep the heat in. Uh-huh. But he's trying to run when he doesn't need to run.
He's young.
Well,
he'll realize as he gets older.
Do you know what? Shave your head.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question.
Shave your head.
Would you?
Shave your head. I got this whole thing about shaving your head.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. Can I speak?
Can you speak?
Can I speak, Jack?
Can you speak, Larry?
Can I talk?
Yes.
You're young.
Yes.
What are they, in their 20s?
Yeah, probably in their 20s.
Would you walk?
No.
Okay.
But I would No, I wouldn't walk.
Okay.
I used to play. I remember pulling. I still played hockey, and I just would load up on.
There's lots of stupid stuff we did when we were young.
Yeah, we're dumb. You're stupid.
You know the problem was
when I pulled my baseball. I pulled my groin playing baseball. I had too much hair. And that's, I think it comes down to having too much hair.
All right, whatever.
I just think that's what it is.
I like that team, though.
Anyway, they're going to
I think I like everybody on the team except
Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest. Even Justin doesn't bug me too much.
I could see where you're trying to do a challenge and you have some. I think he does it. I think he's doing it intentionally.
I think you're right.
I think he's doing
it. Because you always tell me to, it's not only is it important to play the game, but it's also important if you can get into someone's mind.
Yeah, you have to get in their head.
Right, get in their head.
That's half the battle. You can take someone out of their game by just getting in their head.
Right, because whenever I watch Survivor, I always say when Jeff's talking too much, shut up.
But it's Jeff, and he can do whatever
he
wants.
So that would drive me crazy. Because there's sometimes you just want people to shut up. Could you see Phil hosting
Survivor? Hey, okay, guys. That'd be Phil.
You know, Phil has won, I think, more Emmys than Jeff does on Survivor.
I don't know if it's fair, though. I don't know.
Anyway, back to what we're talking about.
So anyway, they're going to Argentina in San Antonio. San Antonio?
I thought it said San Antonio.
Is it San Antonio?
Or maybe it's San Antonio.
And then Mommy Dearest is taking out on James. She's upset with the cab drivers because they don't know where the bus station is. And then we thought that Justin and Diane had got to the wrong...
Yeah, because they went on the... I saw them go on a bus, so I thought... What's the matter?
No, go ahead.
Oh. So I thought... Oh, they already got on the bus. They were like way ahead. But then you said, no. They took a bus to the bus station.
It took something to the bus station.
Right.
And a different bus stop.
And then
when they got on the bus, because we're all like, yeah, they're not on the right.
Right.
But they somehow ended the same.
Yeah.
But then the dancers are in last place. And it's like,
I know.
How are they so far behind?
Because they were so far behind to begin with.
I know. Team Texas will give the express pass. This is what they told Joey and Kelsey.
Right.
That if whoever U-turns Justin and Diana. Is it Diana or Diane? I'm looking for a name here. I can't find.
I don't know.
It's Justin and keep talking.
And Diana, I think it is. I think it's Diana.
Diana.
I told you.
Well, someone said Diana the thing, and it screwed me.
Well, it could be Diane or Diana. Sometimes people, the way it's spelled, it could be one. You could say it two different ways.
Justin and his fiance.
Okay.
Diana. They said if anyone U-turns them, they swear they will give them the express pass. So whoever U-turns Justin and Diana, they'll give them the express pass. They did say, I thought they were pretty fair about it. Yeah, they do bother them, but they think they're the biggest threat.
Yeah, which makes sense.
So I'm cool with that. But do you want to play your express pass so soon? To me, that's a mistake. You're one of the stronger teams. Why? Is it so?
What leg of the race can they stop using it? Did I say?
I'm not sure, but they can use it for at least four more times. I think. I mean, I think you can go to like the fifth to those five teams left. Why would you? You don't. Why use it until you have to?
I agree.
What if you just to get them out of the race? And it's no guarantee they're going to get out of the race because they can U-turn someone else.
Well, maybe they know something we don't know.
But I personally would not use my express pass right now.
I'm with you on that. I think just for the double, I just wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. Then they have to take a pickup to the roadblock, which is kind of
sketchy. They have to hop in the back of the truck.
They're cooking meat with the gauchos.
Gauchos.
I think it's these. Is it Santa Barbara Gauchos? No, it's a college basketball team called the Gauchos.
Anyway.
So
they're picking up that meat and they're cooking it. It's lamb and rack of ribs or rack of something. Yeah.
And there's dogs everywhere.
I know.
This country is full of dogs.
Yes.
And dogs just roam free. Dogs can do whatever they want there.
It's a dog's life. Anyway, so that was cool because you got to see how they were going to, you know, wire it together and cook it all, so like that. I know you want a smoker, but we're not getting one. But anyway, I think that was cool.
I want a smoker.
I know. Anyway, it's kind of cool.
Not a midnight toker.
But they were dragging as well. So are they going to serve this meat to somebody one day?
Well, once you heat it up, it kills all the bacteria, doesn't it? Well, if one dog was like chewing on it.
I know.
Not on the food. But did you have to be an iron worker? Would it help to be, because, you know, Papa Robbie is an iron worker.
Yeah,
would it help to be an iron worker to finish the challenge?
No? No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Do you have to put the feet all over the desk?
Oh, I'm sorry. My legs hurt me too.
All right. Okay, that's right. You did ref two college games back to back.
Whatever. We're not talking about you. So
the second bus arrives.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. But there, you could tell the two teams, you know, Kelsey and Joey, because even Joey made a comment. Oh, this Justin, he's driving me crazy.
Because he doesn't stop talking.
But again, I think
I was glad that it took him more than, because he was a little smart. Again, he was cocky. I thought he learned his lesson when he did the first leg, that he wouldn't be cocky. He's cocky. He goes on and on and on talking. He's going through the ba-ba-da-oo-ba. Just shut up.
But I think with him, though, I think it's his way of getting in people's head.
You're probably right.
I think it's just what he's just trying to throw people off their game.
I don't
and you have to tune
you.
Him out. And it's like, well, it was the Team Texas that the guy said, he goes, yeah, I wasn't even paying attention to him.
Yeah, I know. You're right, because you're very good at
my desk.
No, you're very good at tuning things out, and I am too. I've always tuned.
What'd you say?
I said you're very good at tuning.
What'd you say?
Whatever. Anyway, you were not very good though when it came to the children tuning them out. I'm better at tuning the kids out than you.
Yeah, I'm not good. No,
yeah.
No, no, no.
So anyway, you just tuned me out.
Hmm?
But
what?
But they still drove me crazy. I wish you would just sort of shut up.
But anyway, the Gaucho tells Justin, no.
Yeah.
No. The other teams arrive. Every time the cheerleaders say they're athletic, they do something unathletic.
Stupid, I know.
Well, not stupid, but they just do something unathletic. And it,
yes.
You know, like the girl, she falls in the truck. Ah, she looks like a turtle.
Yes.
Ah, I can't get up. I can't get up.
They are cute girls, though.
But I think
they're adorable. They're like a little pocket. You can put them right in your pocket.
So they're Anna from...
Yeah, they're like really cute. You can just put her, fit her in right into your little pocket.
And I think they are athletic because cheerleaders are... Our daughter was a cheerleader. I have nothing but respect for cheerleaders. But it just seems like the editing is for comedy, I think.
I would agree.
Because last week she says we're athletic and she fell down. Let's see. Team Texas finishes the challenge first.
Yes, they do. I was so excited they did.
The Gauchos still tell Justin no.
Yep.
Kelsey and Joey finished second.
Yes.
So that was good.
Yeah, that was
very
good.
They're very calm.
Very calm.
Very calm.
And you know what? When they're when it comes back to plays, the whole thing, you don't see a lot about with them.
No.
You don't see
They don't
a lot.
Do a lot of...
yeah, a lot of talking.
No,
and,
not
yeah.
a confessionals and stuff like
yeah.
that. Cindy and Rick finished third.
Yeah. Well, and you, of course, he's a surgeon.
Yeah.
You know, you have to, I would hope, someone like that, I think he delivers babies, would be good at details and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Well, some details.
Right.
Justin finally finishes.
I know. Would it take him at least?
It was four or five times he got towed.
No. Absolutely.
Let's see. There's two challenges, carriage and there's the dressing the horse.
Like the polo match.
Thing for the polo.
And they said that polo is the biggest
in Argentina. They're like
yes.
the best. It's like the it's most the it's feels that it's the first like team sport on record.
Yeah.
I've never played polo. Never. Never.
No, you're
not
right.
even water polo.
I don't think it's very big in America, is it?
Well, I'm not rich, so
isn't it a rich man's sport? But is Argentina a rich country?
Well, they have horses and they have dogs.
I know that, but anyway.
You know, the only thing I know about Argentina is I don't cry for it.
Okay. Whatever. Silly boy.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
You know, I saw that play with my mother. It was very good.
Yeah, I bet it was. I missed it. Let's see.
I think you were at a football game getting drunk.
Was I?
Yes, I was during that year.
So as I go the thing, there's six teams can do the horse thing.
And six teams can do the polo part, and six teams can do the carriage part.
Yeah, but then Rick and Cindy forget their whip.
I know. You used to know someone's going to do that. I mean, I think every time you see Amazing Race, someone always forgets a piece, and that's just...
Because you got to take... And I know it's easier for me to say, because we're sitting here, and we're just
exactly.
analyzing the thing, but you have to read the clue.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you're just traveling from somewhere. Read the clue over
right.
and over again.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Right.
Oh, this cab's taking too long. Read the clue.
Clue again.
Read the clue again.
Right.
Because I can be kind of like if I get directions for something, I kind of just look at it real quick and go, okay, I got it.
Right.
And then there's times I get frustrated because I'm not doing it right.
Right.
But I'm not in Amazing Race.
Right. We already know Amazing Race is a lot harder than we think just from the little bit of traveling that we've done.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of stress. You're stressed because you want to win. You're stressed because it's a new country. You're stressed because you have the language barrier. You're stressed about trying. You know, so you got many things that play into it that makes it go against you, I guess, so to speak.
And then you had James Earl. Is it James Earl?
Yeah, James Earl.
He had the meat screwed up.
Yes.
And then Mommy Dearest said...
I didn't realize that. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, Mommy Dearest screwed up by telling him, you can't do that.
But I thought, like, I've heard them say stuff before.
Now, you can offer encouragement, but you can't tell... Because remember the two cousins, it was... those guys. two cousins, we liked them, and they had a big lead.
Oh, that's right.
And he had one piece he was wrong, and it was Jamal and.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
And I.
Yeah. And they got to play twice for an Amazing
right,
Race.
And he knew that he was wrong.
Yeah, and he couldn't tell him.
And you get frustrated. So, but even Mommy Dearest knew that she screwed up.
Yeah, she did.
She says, oh, I screwed up. Sometimes you got to know to keep your mouth shut.
Right.
I think she has trouble with that.
Well, I think, as I've said to you, and we could attest to this, is that it's very hard to be a parent to adult children.
Yeah.
You don't have control anymore.
Right.
And you have to let it go. And I think she obviously doesn't let that go.
I'm thinking that, you know, obviously they had issues with him coming out.
Right.
But I think it's more they don't hang around each other. I thought it was more because he came out. I think it's more that she's a control freak and he doesn't want to be under her control.
Exactly.
Again, I could be wrong.
I think you hit the nail on the...
On the screw?
On the screw. Is that the right saying? I always get confused with those sayings. You do that to me. You walk right into that.
And I wrote down teams are struggling.
Yes.
I had to read my writing there for a second. And I wrote down, dogs just roam free. They're everywhere.
Beautiful dogs, some of them.
Well, look, they're border collies.
Yeah.
And we have border collies. Yeah. They're smart dogs.
Yes, they are.
Smart
Extremely
dogs.
Extremely smart.
Too smart.
Yes.
Too smart sometimes. Let's see. Rick and Cindy finally find out they didn't bring the whip.
Yeah.
They had to run back.
Because I thought, good for them. They're going to be like in the top three again.
Yeah. But, no, because doctors who are so close, so, you know, picky about, you know, about knowing details, didn't bring the whip.
Right.
Team Texas is still in the lead.
Yep, and they're trying to get all that stuff together for the polo. They had to, you know, put all the thing, their socks,
and
this.
Tanner's
and that.
Limping because of the hair. And I think if he would shave his head, I think he would be fine.
But you realize, when you think about the two challenges that they have to do, that the one with the carriage is easier, however, it's farther away.
Right. And that's the, it seems easier.
It seems easier.
All you do is dust it off,
right.
Push it
right.
to, and if you have, right. But that might have been a tough one for Tanner because he can't.
Correct.
His leg is bad.
Right.
But you never know what's good because these were more about detail challenges. They weren't physical challenges.
Oh, you're right. Challenges. I never thought of it that way. Because that's what I like about that Amazing Race is that they bring different things into each one.
Because it makes it just not for, if you had just physical challenges, the physical people would win. Well, these challenges were mental. I mean, you had to pay attention to what was going on. I mean, to me, that's the most frustrating thing. It's like when, you know, Team Texas, they had everything done but one thing. And they go, what is wrong? And you see it all the time where a team gets frustrated because they can't figure out something. It's just,
I don't think it's in danger. Like, you know, when you're fixing something or you're putting something together, you know, I've told you 1,000 times, walk away for a second and then go back because sometimes when you walk away and look at it, it's right there. You just don't see because you're so upset and frustrated.
I usually tell you nicely, please get away from me.
Yeah, you do. Oh, you're always so nice and sweet.
You know, Cindy, can you? I know.
No, you never call me Cindy.
I know you're trying to help me out.
You never say Cindy.
I know. Cynthia.
You never say Cynthia.
I know. Lady.
You say Sid.
Sid. I know you're just trying to help me.
Or Sid a squid.
Sid a squid. But you need to go away now because I'm going to lose my temper.
Yes, that's what you say. And you say, thank you, baby. Ever so much.
Yes, thank you for helping me out. And thank you for going on iTunes and giving me a 5-star review. Actually, I usually just yell at you.
Yes, you do.
I just lose it.
Would you like me to say what you say?
No.
Okay.
We can't say that on this
show. Oh, that's
show.
Right. You say F the out of here.
No, I don't say it like that. That just makes me sound nasty.
You are nasty.
Let's see. Justin and Diana are in second, and the dancers finally finished. They need to finish quick.
Yes.
I'm like, come on, go.
And we keep hoping the whole time that it's not an elimination round.
I said, I'll get to the part where the end. Joey and Kelsey are in third. Team Texas finishes first. Justin and Diana finish second. They're on the mat together. And they're talking about the next one is, Phil says, the next one's going to be a
double U-turn.
And I go, oh, well, maybe this will be a non-elimination round.
Right.
It won't matter. Even though I'm not a fan of the non-elimination round. I think it should be, if you're going to have instead of having non-elimination, you just continue the race.
Right.
Not like they do at the finals. They've done the finals the last 3 or 4 years where they all meet at the airport. So you just keep, they've done it a couple of times where you just keep continue the race.
True.
It just keeps going. But again, the Amazing Race doesn't listen to me. It seemed like a little tension there, a little friction between the two teams.
Yeah, it did. But if you saw the one part as it was phasing out, you know.
They did shake hands. Yeah.
I mean, I think, don't you think competitors that are both strong competitors, they dislike each other because they both know that they're strong, but you know, but they still respect their abilities and can
well, like
still
I said,
see
Team
that.
Texas did say that two reasons they he's obnoxious, they don't like him and that, but they said he's that they're basically their biggest threat,
right?
Because Justin said earlier, he goes, I'm more prepared. I've watched each episode, each season three times.
I've taken notes. I figured out what they've done right or wrong. And but that's so, you know, we can sit here and say all that stuff. I think it's totally different when you're in the moment.
And he saw the first week. He was, you know, he was calmer today when he was having problems.
Yeah, he was having fun and he was singing. And,
but he had a big lead.
Yeah. I mean, they're so opposite, his fiance and him.
Yeah, she's very calm.
She's very calm. But then when somebody on the board said that he's a radio personality.
He's a radio personality.
That makes sense because he's just so, like, different.
Yeah.
Than
well,
her.
He's just a talker.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you play any sport and you got someone who's just jab, 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 jab. Actually, I do that. I will talk and just get in someone's
yeah,
head.
Yeah, you do.
And just keep
you're
going.
You're obnoxious. I used to watch you bowl, and you were horrible.
I don't know if it's being obnoxious.
No, obnoxious.
It's called strategy.
It's called obnoxious.
It's called strategery.
No.
It's called strategery.
No, it's called obnoxious.
And it's, I don't think so.
Okay. Next.
It's just getting someone's
go ahead. Let's go.
Anyway. But I wouldn't do that on The Amazing Race. I wouldn't want to come off looking like the bad guy on The Amazing Race.
No, you would never want to look like that. You always want people to think you're fabulous. You don't mind me looking bad.
I'd make you do it.
I know. You would.
Let's see. And you, you have, and Kelsey and Joey finished third, and Phil goes, hey, you guys are doing better.
Yes.
Doing better. Hey,
yes.
Way to go.
Yes.
There you go. And then they said, well, they got their first place was going to Cambodia.
Yeah. I was like, huh.
Huh. But then they showed that. I go, huh. I don't know. There's a certain place you go, I never thought about going to Cambodia. Yeah.
No, I mean, there's lots of places I want to go to, but I don't, it's not on my bucket list.
It's not on my bucket list, but you know, who knows? Get there and go, wow, this place is great.
Yeah, you're probably right. You don't want to be closed-minded, but.
No, because I'm an open-minded person.
Oh, someone gosh, goes, yes.
Hey, do you want to go to Cambodia? Sure. When are we going?
Oh, yeah.
When do you want to go? I'm ready to go now.
You're a lot more open than you used to be. You're more.
Well, because life is short, and if you have a chance to go to Cambodia, you go to Cambodia.
I wouldn't want
to
go.
Well, you know, it could be a great place.
You know, when they used to say, one thing, one time they did Vietnam, I was like, oh. And I'm thinking, you know, that would be cool to kind of go.
Yeah. Well, because when they went there.
Yeah.
And they had the channel and stuff there. I was like, yeah. And then you got Mommy Dearest and James are bickering. About
yes,
the horse.
They are,
and,
aren't they?
And I kind of, I'm on James Earl's side.
I'm on James Earl's side.
He's like, it's right there. And,
right.
And she's kind of, I think she just was getting, I think she was madder. I think I'm going to defend her on this one.
Okay.
I think she was mad at herself because she knew she screwed up and they were going to get a penalty.
Right.
Because she said something about it. I think she knew.
She said when she said it, after she said it, she goes, oh, he's going to be upset with me because we're going to get a penalty.
Yeah, I think she was more upset with herself. And she was. I think she just takes it out on him because she gets frustrated and that's how she deals with things.
Well, let's face it. I think it would be difficult no matter how much you love your children or even if whatever it is. It is hard to be adults and be in this challenge. You know, we've seen people that are great friends or brothers or sisters or whatever, and they still have bickering with each other. So it's, you know, it's difficult.
Well, you know, you're not sleeping. You know,
No.
It's a stressful thing.
Because what is it, 30 days or doing this amount of?
We talked about this last week. We still don't know.
Okay.
I didn't look it up.
But we need to
maybe,
look it up.
Maybe I'll look it up. And then you have, the Jasmine and Danielle finished fourth, the runners.
The runners.
They're good. They're
track stars.
Team.
Yeah,
they had
very
a much
good.
Better week.
Yeah,
week
much better than this week. Yeah.
Let's see, and we're out here, and Mommy Dearest gets a 30-minute penalty.
Yes.
And she just wasn't happy.
Yeah, and he was so funny. He reminded me of you when you're like, stop talking, just be quiet. And he just said to her, he goes, just please, can you just, he just wanted quiet time. He didn't want her talking. He just wanted her to be quiet.
All right, 30 minutes, let's reflect on it.
Yes.
We screwed up, and, you know.
And he's right. You know, stop trying to control me and worry about
and the situation.
And the situation, right.
Because I'm like that, just go, I'll walk away.
Yeah, you do.
I just go, I'm done. I'm walking away.
Yeah.
I'm
I
done.
I understand. At the moment, you're thinking
you know
you're
what?
Helping, but you're not.
I'm going to Cambodia.
Okay, you go. Have fun.
The cheerleaders forgot the whip. They pushed it all the way there.
All the way there. I thought they had to bring the thing back
yeah,
to
the
go
carriage
get
back.
It, and they didn't.
I said, if they have to bring that carriage back, that's a help for the dancers.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I was rooting for that. I was hoping that was the case, but it wasn't. All they had to go back and get the whip.
Logan and Chris finished fifth by a photo finish.
Yes.
Paparazzis get it.
Photo yes. Finish.
Well, they even said, oh, sorry, guys. Sorry. Oh, we're sorry.
And I thought they were You didn't think they were honest?
No, I thought it seemed sincere.
Oh, okay, I thought it was very sincere.
I thought it seemed sincere. Yeah. One way you're like going, oh, but hey, we're fifth.
Yeah.
But then she was like, she just had that. She didn't respond.
No, she didn't.
She just kind of looked like. But I think, again, she was mad at herself.
Yeah. I would say that about
Mom. And Denise
Gears.
And James Earl finished sixth. Rick and Cindy, seventh place. Because yes. They were having trouble finding. They could see it, but they could. Couldn't you just jump the fence?
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if there were. I mean, you're running around. There's dogs.
Right.
The dogs bite. I mean, they seem to just run around. They don't seem to bite.
No.
I guess. Tiffany and Chris finished eighth, and the brothers finished last. And
wah,
I kept going. I go, okay, Phil, tell them this is. But you'll not elimination. I go, no.
But you know, it makes sense because they always do it when it's a double U turn. That's when they usually do the non-elimination.
But it should never be a double. No, that's when you should be eliminated.
I don't know how it works.
Anyway, I was a little disappointed, but you know, they were so positive, and they just had. I love when they were in the back of the car, and he goes, and the one brother was kind of goofing around.
Yeah.
He goes, stop, and he goes, you sound like Mom.
Yeah.
They just had a good attitude. Hopefully
they did.
Hopefully they.
I hope they get some stuff from this or opportunities or whatever they're looking for.
Great
I hope
personality,
they do.
And I hated to see him go, but it is what it is.
It is. That's
and that
the way
was
it goes.
This episode of The Amazing Race.
It was a good one. I really like it. I'm having fun with it. And even though Justin drives me crazy, and even Mommy Dearest, they're really, you know, I really rooting for everybody, and I really.
I almost feel bad calling her Mommy Dearest. I think today was more of just frustration. But she was getting frustrated with the cab drivers, and she just takes it out on. I think that's just how her personality is. She lashes out.
You're probably right.
And we all do it. We all have issues where we. I mean, I don't, but other people do.
Because you're perfect.
I am perfect.
You go with the flow.
No, I am perfect. Go with the flow, Jack.
It always makes me mad when people think that you have no temper. Makes me so angry. Anyway.
You know me. I'm calm and cool and collected.
Okay. That's Jack Laffelter.
There's only eight teams left now. So there's got to have to be eventually, because they usually have, what, three non-elimination rounds?
Is it three?
I think so. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Where are they going next? Oh, the Africa.
Are they going to Africa?
That's what it said. I'm looking forward to that one.
I did not pay attention
to
that.
Yep, they're going to Africa.
So anything else you like to add?
No, nothing else.
Nothing else?
Nope.
We do have two patrons I'd like to acknowledge. They're the special patrons we have. We have Chris O'Brien. And then Ektar Richner. And I hope we're saying his name right because he's a really cool kid. I'm a cool guy. I'm thinking about adopting him and just giving him my last name so it'd be easier for me to pronounce.
Okay.
What do you think?
How do you know he's a cool kid?
Well, I talk to him every now and then on Twitter or Facebook.
Oh, cool.
Stuff like that. So. I'm not saying kid. Well, for me, everyone's a kid.
I know.
Well, it's like
we're so
old. I'm reffing these college games, and these kids come on the ice, and I'm like going, they look like they're 10.
I know.
But they're in their 20s.
Well, not. They're early 20s, because you figure they're graduating college, 22 to 24.
One of the coaches, one of those kids that comes out for every year for the
Sports International.
Sports International. I kept looking at him. I go, and he goes, and he
wasn't there this year.
No, but he was, but the other kid was there. And he goes, I go, God, I kept looking at you going, I know you're familiar, but these kids, but so anyway, these, most people that listen to us are kids because
we're so old.
Yeah. Well, you're the oldest.
Yes.
Hey, I just dawned on me. You're the oldest podcaster in the Jay and Jack family.
Thank you.
The oldest one.
Am I supposed to be upset by that?
I'm the third oldest. I mean, because Dell's older than me.
You're the third oldest. That's correct.
So, yep. See, right away, Mommy Dearest is trying to, no, you're not. You're. No, I'm third. Third on the list. Third.
I might be the oldest.
And Eckhart, I keep meaning to send you a message on Facebook. If we're saying your last name wrong, we apologize. I'm just trying to say.
I don't have to apologize because you're doing it wrong.
I'm trying to say it how Jay says it. And you know Jay. I don't pronounce things. So anyway.
We raised our children to speak better than us.
Yes, we did. You will have an education.
Yes.
You will go to school. You will not skip school.
Yes. You will go to college, and you will graduate.
You'll go to and you're not going to go to the beach because it's not more important than school.
And you're not going to skate because it's not more important than school.
Right, exactly. But,
hey.
I had a good time. All right, guys, that's it for today, I think, unless you have anything else to add.
Nope, I think I'm good.
I think, just going back to Team Texas, they were lucky they were not physical challenges because they didn't have to run.
True. I wish I knew how many days they have. Like, they really only get one day rest, right?
Well, you know, Bates Battaglia skates at our rink.
Oh, really? Now.
And Russ has talked to him.
We need to talk to him again.
Maybe talk to him and see.
Maybe we can get him on our show.
Maybe we can do it. And and then see about having him maybe ask him some questions about how. But he, because he was telling Russ, he said what they did was they go to town, you know, say they get there. They have like the night. Some people go out and do the bars and do all the
party
and stuff like that.
And sightseeing, maybe?
What they did, they would go around and look at landmarks of different places in town, thinking, okay, this could be a place we have to go to, and then learn about, okay, what that place is and what this place is and what that place is. So like this church or this bar or
something. But is it worth doing all that? Because you don't
know. Well, they won. And a lot of times it did help because they would go, oh, we remember seeing that last night. Let's go, you know, when they get a like thing. So it got you a little more, because in Amazing Race, it could, like today, it was a matter of just
directions
seconds.
And everything. Yeah,
it was a matter of seconds who came in first.
Right, that's
He said that's what Russ said that Bates said, that that they would go instead of, you know, they would go out later on, but they go, they would get all the information they could about this town that they were staying in, figuring that's where. And so he goes, sometimes it would work, and then sometimes it would just be like a stopping point, and they would go off to another country. But but that makes sense. That you it gives, like I said, it may be useless, but it may be helpful. And they won, so
That's interesting. That makes sense.
A little bit of a backside, big behind.
And you know, I always wish you and I always talk about this at the end of it, like they did in Survivor. They bring the people back and they talk about it. I wish they would do that for this show.
I just wish they'd have,
because you don't really know much of the backstory. You know what they do in between, and I like to know all that. I think that would be a great part, a great show to see.
Yeah, I mean, it to me, Survivor's almost gotten to a point where it's they've gotten away from the fact that the finale where they talk to the people. They spend more time on pushing the next year's show and stuff like that. I've always said with Survivor, I've been saying lately, is have the 2-hour episode, and next week you have have 2 hours for the finale, you know, where you tell who won, and then you can talk to the people who were in it, because there's so much. I always thought that Rosie O'Donnell did a good job.
Yes, she did.
Because she was a fan of the show.
Yeah.
That she did a good job getting all the information out of people, but you know, now it's about selling stuff, and it's not as. I still like Survivor, big fan of Survivor, but the finales, final night, I'm not as big a fan anymore. But they should have, you know, they do the thing where they're clapping, and you know, they say little things. Oh, well, do you feel? Yeah, we learned a lot. No, I'd rather, especially the last season when it was the dating couple. What happened?
I want to know what happened to that one couple. You know, remember that one that they really got along well and stuff like that.
So. Nah, they're not talking.
Well, you never know. But I agree. Maybe that's our job. Maybe we need to go out there and research it and find these people.
There we go.
And get it onto our show so we can get this these questions answered.
There we go. There we go. So that's it. That's all we got.
Yes, sir.
So maybe I can get a hold of Bates Battalion one time and just have him come over to the house and sit here on our couch and right here in this studio, and he can talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. That's
your
job.
We'll let him play hockey for free.
Why?
Why?
He won. I'm not going to let him play. Why would I let him skate for free?
He owns a bar.
So what?
So, well, you're trying to get him on the show. You got to offer him something.
He probably skates for free at the rink wherever he skates at.
Anyway.
All right.
That's all we got. Again, if you could go on iTunes and subscribe to the The Amazing Race podcast with Jack and Cindy and give us a nice review, we'd appreciate it. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.